Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
My name is Jared Grimes, and I'm the director and choreographer of Signature Theater's film version of After Midnight, the musical.
Yes, and as you mentioned, it is a filmed version, slowly coming out of this pandemic, but a cool virtual thing people can enjoy. It's streaming now through August 4th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. This is awesome.
Okay. Cool. Give us the basic premise here. There's some big famous stars in it. We'll get to that in a second. But first, tell me what the general conceit is.
After Midnight is a celebration of Duke Ellington music, along with some of Langston Hughes' most important words of the Jazz Renaissance or the Harlem Renaissance's time, words that are simple, but, kind of really, really elevate and resonate with many people from, all different backgrounds, ages, cultures, demographics. And just those two legends, speaking of Duke Ellington and Langston Hughes, bringing them together and finding a commonality in what Ellington's lyrics meant alongside with what Langston Hughes's words meant. And so therefore we were celebrating Duke Ellington's music and we were celebrating Langston Hughes's writing, but together we're selling celebrating the harmony in which two powerful artists in this time kind of the harmony in which they work with in order to kind of bring the world to Harlem in this time. Although, maybe Take the A-Train has nothing to do with one of Langston Hughes's writings, for some reason it actually does. It all has something to do with each other, and it all has something to do with being a part of the African-American explosion in popularity in regards to the arts in the late 1920s and throughout the 1930s.
Awesome. And those are definitely two absolute legends. Let me take them one at a time. What all pieces, you alluded to it a little bit, but let's start with Duke Ellington. I'll do Langston Hughes in one second. But what all pieces of Ellington's work or what might we hear when we tune in?
Oh, man. If there was like a greatest hits, greatest hits album, greatest hits CD album, cassette tape, Spotify, it would be what we have for you. And After Midnight, in regards to Duke Ellington, you'll hear Take the A Train. You'll hear I Can't Give You Anything But Love. You'll hear Black and Tan Fantasy. You'll hear Gal from Joe's. Oh man, there's just Bragging and Brass. There's so many. I mean, I could like kind of go on and on and on about it. But it's funny though, because even if you might not recognize, a song like World on the String, for some reason, you've always known the lyrics. And that's the power of Duke Ellington. That's the power of any great, artist, is that you might not even be familiar with their music, but yet you know it so well. And it seems like it's been a part of your life in so many different ways. And, that's the whole mantra of Duke Ellington, is that his music, his tunes, some of the great things that he did with jazz music and just music in general was a foundation, and the basis to so many genres of music today, so many ideas in music today. I mean, I could turn on a Kanye West record and find commonality in what Duke Ellington was doing, in the 1930s with what, Kanye West is doing. So, he pretty much, he laid out a pretty broad and vast canvas for us to explore from and evolve from and create from, since that time. So kind of going back to, your question in terms of, what songs can we expect, to hear After Midnight? You can expect to hear, all of Duke Ellington's greatest hits. But you can also expect to hear, music and similarities in his music in today's music as well too. And that's like it with anything. I mean, I'm talking about from Britney Spears to Letticy to, Blake Shelton to, to Gwen Stefani, you know, to Adam Levine, like any kind of music you can think of. He's definitely connected and he's helped evolve it from a tune like I said, like A World on a String, you know what I mean? Or a tune like, what's one of my favorite? Let me throw one out there that might not even, people might not even recognize the name of.
Yeah, give me a deep cut from yours truly, you know, your personal thing.
See, my Daybreak Express, which is the opening number for our show. Which I mean, it's just an onslaught of like, it's just that genius level, instrumentation, and just music writing and composing. And it's just like, man, like you hear so many different flavors, so many different colors. I mean, it's a perfect, opening number for our show too. You hear so many different flavors, so many different colors, timbres, textures. And it's just funny. It's like he left nothing untouched in music. You know what I mean? He's like, he left nothing untouched in music and in life and in culture, and personality and character and politics. Like all of that is kind of like seeped into all of these songs in a certain way to tell a story that resonates with, you know, going somewhere or love or race or gender or freedom or, you know, bondage. You know what I mean? He talks about all these things through those colors that I just mentioned. And, you know, like a deep dive for me is actually our opening number, which spirals us into the world of Duke Ellington and Langston, which is Daybreak Express. So, oh man, it's just, I could go on and on and on about it, but, man, it's a wild ride and it just opens up your heart. And, it humbles you to the many different things that, music allows us to be and, the many different things that music, puts us on a journey for.
I love it. I can hear your passion for his music, man.
Yeah, man.
Not to mention a DC native, Duke Ellington. So, great to watch in this area for sure.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even like going into it. I heard so much of Duke Ellington being, in New York, you know, once I actually started to do my research, do a little bit more homework. And I was like, oh man, this brother's from DC. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're so associated with New York, but, yeah, it's really cool. It's, you know, DC folks will always, hold on to that one as a sense of pride for sure. Well, what about the poems of Langston Hughes? I mean, you mentioned it earlier, you know, such a key figure in the Harlem Renaissance, but, is there a particular work or two or three or four that whatever you want to highlight, from Langston?
I mean, what's funny is Langston. His work, like, I mean, and Christopher Jackson just jumped. He bum rushed it too. Like, I mean, in such a glorious way. His works that are displayed in, After Midnight. I mean, I feel like that's just kind of scratching the surface of what he was about. Just the mere fact that, you know, that you have the name Langston Hughes attached to anything. It's weird. I've never really limited to just words. It's almost, he is a movement unto himself. Like he is a movement. He is inspiration. He is hope. He is faith. And that's before he even puts pen to pad, you know, or pencil to paper. And so, you know, I encourage everybody when they, you know, when they look at a Langston Hughes, piece or, you know, when they're watching After Midnight, I'm always telling them, like, you know, don't even think about necessarily what's being said, but just think about how it's making you feel. Because he has a way of just putting the most basic ideas together, the simplest ideas together, in a way to just like, it's not even about like actually reading the works or the pieces, or it's not actually about hearing what somebody's saying. It's about, you know, what type of journey does those six words take you on? You know, where do you go? You know, it's almost like, that's exactly what I was saying. It's about like where you're going. So every single piece in the show, I mean, it moves the piece, because this show is the musical is a review, and a lot of, things with the review that people always kind of point out is that it's really just a review doesn't go anywhere. It's just piece after piece after piece after piece. But you take a review and then you weave Langston's words in and out of, you know, these production numbers, these dance performances, Lindy Hop, tap dance, you know, jazz, you know, modern and just, you know, comedy and stuff like that. You weave his words and all of a sudden you're finding your own story within, you know, an hour and a half, which is different from the person who's sitting next to you. But what Langston does is he allows everybody to arrive to a destination of complete bliss and understanding.
Nice.
And, it's just hard. That's the only way I can actually explain how his, you know, his words, within this project just kind of resonate, with me. And I just literally try to, provide a springboard for that type of idea through the performers in the show.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend. I wanted to give Duke Ellington and Langston Hughes their due first, but I don't want to bury the lead. We have Christopher Jackson, as you mentioned, from Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton. He is the star of this show. Talk about how amazing it was to work with him. And also, you know, a local favorite, Signature's Nova Payton. The two of them, talk about how great of a cast that makes this thing.
Oh man, I mean, those are two all-stars, you know, right there. I mean, it's just funny because, you know, Chris is so, you know, CJ is so, so busy, you know, with Bull and being just a mega star that he is. And he's been one for a long time that, you know, when I called him up, I was like, you know, I was like, hey man, I don't know what you're doing. And I was like, you know what I mean? I got like maybe 2 weeks that I could probably pull this off to try to weave it into your schedule. I know you're already familiar with the show. So, you know, if you're open in your schedule, can you make it work? And I mean, you know, just the fact that we're talking about Duke Ellington and Langston Hughes and, you know, what all we've been through over the past, you know, year and how these words and these icons are more important than ever. You know, he just jumped at the opportunity and we just made it work. And I mean, just his energy is just, I mean, you know, it's almost like a sporting event. It's like he brings power. He brings impact to any performance that he steps into. And he definitely did that with, you know, Duke Ellington, you know, and Langston Hughes' work. And I mean, it's, first of all, it's hard to come in and body a Duke Ellington song and then body Langston Hughes' poetry. Like that's just like, you know, usually in a performer, you get like one or the other, but he, you know, he really came in and just, he put his stamp on the piece. And I really think he was the consummate driving force, for a lot of people to kind of, you know, make their own interpretations of, you know, what each and every individual piece in the show, meant to them and where it took them. And Nova Payton, I mean, you know, I've been working with Nova for the past couple of years and I'm in constant awe of how she just lifts, not only a room and a group of people, you know, out of the stratosphere and into such a magical place, but, you know, her understanding of detail, without having to say much is out of this world. And that could just be because, you know, we've been working together for a while and she can kind of pull thoughts, out of my head. But, you know, I think it also speaks to her, it also speaks to her understanding of just the human nature behind, the arts, and understanding emotion and character and pain, joy. It's almost like she's every single thing you could possibly want, in an artist, because of how connected she is spiritually to who she is and how open she is spiritually to who other people are and what other energies are. Not only in the room and among her classmates, but like you can sense that she has people in the palm of her hand in a theater in the same way or from the screen, you know, in the same way. And, you know, for that, you know, she's one of the most lethal weapons you could possibly ever have at your expense in a show. So, you know, just the fact that you would have two driving forces such as Christopher Jackson, and Nova Peyton, you know, behind a show that's so important, you know, especially during the times that we've just come out of and to a certain extent that we're still in. I mean, you know, you can't ask for more. It's more than just great singing and, you know, great poetry, great dancing. And, you know, like I said, great music. It's way more than that. It's, you know, you look at two people driving the ship, like, you know, Christopher Jackson and Nova Peyton, and you begin to start thinking about, you know, leaders, you know, visionaries,
Meadows as music director and yourself as directing and choreography. I mean, it's literally some heavy hitters in this lineup here. So everybody
appreciate you.
Tune in and check it out. It's called After Midnight, now through August 4th, virtually via Signature Theater. Anything else you want to say in closing? I mean, you know, how long did it take to film it and that kind of thing, you know?
Oh man, we filmed. Whew. I don't know if you're ready for this, man. We filmed it 3 days.
Nice.
We filmed it 3 days. We filmed it 3 days, and I think Christopher Jackson filmed in a day. But we broke it up. We scheduled it because so we did all his stuff in one day, and then we broke up like all the big numbers, and we did all those in one day, and all the solo and duo pieces, smaller pieces, we broke up and did in like one day. So it's not really like just watching a musical being filmed on screen, but there's a strategic process that went into actually putting people in a specific place for each piece. So the filming process was great. It was fun. I mean, Signature Theater is amazing. And I mean, we pretty much, you know, made a movie during a pandemic.
Christopher Jackson flew in for a day and at Signature.
Yeah. We did all of that stuff during this past year when, you know, this is a tough year for everybody, and we were still able to, you know, bring joy to people's living rooms, and are still bringing joy to people's living rooms, like you said, all the way until August 4th. It's a huge blessing to be able to do that. And, you know, like I said, with Chris Jackson being, you know, filming a television show and having a day to come in and do everything. And he came in ready, off book, ready, knowing everything and then adding some to it. And, you know, also, you know, Nova Peyton and him quickly had to, form a chemistry as well. In that time. So, you know, a lot of things happen fast, but like, you know, that's jazz, you know?
Right. Exactly. The musical genre and the filmmaking process of this kind of we're one in the same.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? Sometimes you improv, sometimes you just go. Once that piano starts, once that tune starts, you know what I mean? Like a musician, you just start to add to it and you take it somewhere. You never back away from it.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to see where you took this thing, Jared Grimes. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Again, it's After Midnight, Signature Theater, streaming now through August 4th. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.